Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, beautiful, sexy, intelligent, healthy people. I'm coming to you today from my hometown of Kansas City. I'm here doing a convention, and tomorrow I dive straight in to a beautiful little film for the next 2 weeks that I'm here to do, and then run back home and joyously get to create the experience of Creation Station before I start my next film. It is a good creative time in Dee's life, and I'm celebrating. Gosh, you guys, if you missed webinar in dementia, I strongly suggest you download it and listen to it. A wealth of information came in, and of course, not anything our conscious mind would put together, and when it comes in, it makes so much sense. The biggest beautiful thing to know is that there is something that absolutely can be done about it, and that it is not a fait accompli at all. So anyway, it was an incredibly powerful webinar. All right, I want to talk a little bit today on focus. It's up. It's just up for everybody. And these are the three things that the channel wants you to know about focus. First of all is core belief number 7. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. If you believe on any level that you are not supposed to be here being the powerful creator that you are, or experiencing any kind of trauma or challenge in your life, you're going to leave the moment. You are going to leave the moment that you're in. And when you leave the moment that you're in, of course, your focus goes askew. So you want to direct yourselves every day that you are present in each moment of now. Okay. The second thing was core belief 20, which keeps coming up every week. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So if that belief is a part of your belief system, and it is for most of us on some level, then that's going to keep us from accomplishing the things that we know that we desire and we want, which brings us again to losing focus. Because if we believe on some level that we're not supposed to be here accomplishing all of our powerful desires, then again, we will create reasons to keep us from accomplishing what we want. And the last one is, they took me to the sound of music and to the opening number where Maria runs up in that thrilling camera shot, and the camera pulls back and shows her up on the hill, celebrating the joy of the music in the world that she loves. So basically, you can take the statement, if you want to stay focused in your life and in your creation, the more you hold yourself in joy, the more that's possible, the more focused you are. And that, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. When you love what you're doing, you want to do it more, and you're going to stay more focused in it. So anything that you are in the moment of creating right now, ask yourself, how much joy are you experiencing in each moment of the creation of that? Okay, so we're going to balance that, invoking the symbol formula. Violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. And then I wanted to wait so that I would have all your energy to participate in this. I had dinner with some friends last night, and everyone around the table had or has now experiencing cancer. Well, that kind of energetically threw me across the room. So my first question is, do they all have a similar basis energetically that's creating this cancer? I get a yes on that. When I say it's about anger, I get a no. When I say that it's about feeling, well, I want to say alone, they don't want me to use that word. Separated is the highest word. That they all feel separated in some way from the world and their own support systems. So, you know, I didn't sit down at that dinner looking for something to heal or understand, but boy, it just knocked me clear across the room when that piece of information came out. So I'm saying to all of us, since we are a part of all consciousness, that we are clearly directing and allowing ourselves to know that we are definitely part of the whole, that we are interconnected with all energy. All energy is creating with us, and we are creating with all energy. There's only one. And I want to remind you to direct and allow your body to know that it is part of your I Am presence. It is part of your creative force. And that your bodies must accept the direction of health and wellness that you are declaring. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. It's at everything. All righty. We're going to be going to the calls. Please have your questions ready. And we're going to start with Lisa in Florida. Hi, baby cakes.
Hello. Okay, here we go. I've been thinking a lot about my knees. And it's been like 3 weeks now, and I've done work on it, but it's still happening.
What's happening, Lisa?
I'm constantly thinking about my knees. And
okay, but what's happening? You said it's constantly happening. What's happening?
Oh, here. Okay, this is better. I just got it. Whenever I get up and start walking is when I start thinking about my knees. And
okay, so basically what you're saying is you're worrying about nothing?
Oh, dear God. I know. It sounds ridiculous.
No, it doesn't sound ridiculous. Most of us worry about nothing.
Well, I feel like I'm going to think myself into something being wrong with them because nothing is wrong with them. It's just I didn't know if maybe it was a couple of days before Father's Day, which I didn't get that until like a week later. And I didn't know if maybe it was something to do with my dad because it was kind of my right knee, but then it was both knees. But I just can't stop thinking
about
it.
Well, I get a yes about your dad, but your dad is representing, hold on, the imbalance of masculine and feminine energy. And remember last week, I brought in that information that we all have to direct the balance of masculine and feminine energy. That came in big time during the webinar.
Right. I know. Here's the thing with that is I know that and I do that. I just did it a couple minutes ago. And you told me one other time, a few times, like maybe a month or two ago, during one of my calls with you, you literally gave me verbatim the words because I had been saying it in a certain way. And it, I guess what I was saying wasn't, you know, working for
me. Okay. Nothing's going to work for you, Lisa, if you don't believe it.
I did believe it until you told me that.
No, baby. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come forward. So that's the challenge. Don't get frustrated here, okay, because we're getting to it. So what the belief is underneath or above the umbrella belief that is over everything is that what you direct doesn't work. Now, what does your dad have to do with that? Did he exhibit to you when you were a little girl, no matter what I do, it doesn't work?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. So
I didn't really have a close relationship with him. There was a lot of fear, and he died when I was 13. So I feel like
a lot of fear
really,
about what?
Just he was, you know, he was like, I think I talked about this in Creation Station last year where I would scream or something that my brothers were doing something to me, which they were, and then I would go run and hide because he would come out and, like, literally put him up against the wall like he was going to kill him. You know, stuff like that.
Okay, so when you really own who you are and the power that you have, somebody else is going to get pummeled. That's what you just said. Which turns into a belief. And what are our knees about? Walking into our power.
Right, I know that
part.
Yeah.
Well, so you have to trust that the universe now, your dad showed you what you don't want to believe, which is when I'm in my power, other people get hurt. You have to now direct yourself to know and trust that when you are in your power, other people thrive. And every time you get up and you think about your knees, instantaneously, I want you to go, oh my God, I love my knees. My knees take me everywhere I want to go into my power and I'm safe there. However you want to say that. Guys,
right.
It's the feeling, not about the words. It's the feeling. How much do you love your knees?
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Can I say one more thing real quick?
Yes.
After Sunday of last week when you were telling us, you know, about the body and all that stuff, I was working on that. And I always say for my body from the inside out. And I was just asking, what does that include? Like, is that a good way to continue to say it? And I got up, went somewhere, came back, went to bend over to get something, and I saw the wafer, like at the Catholic Church, you know, the body of, and then I heard the word, the body of Christ.
Okay.
And I thought, interesting. And then it
took it as a negative.
No, I just was excited because I knew it meant something, and it gave me I can never be God in the sheets.
Yeah. Well, you already are. So the enigma, you see, is are you going to accept the God of you, or are you going to define the God of you as not accepting that you're God? So that you can worry about all this stuff instead of direct it toward what you want.
Okay?
Thank
you.
Yeah. The boogeyman is not going to come and get you, Lisa. Your dad showed you the belief you don't want. Now create what you do, baby. Okay, that was really invaluable for everybody. Thank you. Phyllis in New York, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Yeah, I kind of answered my question with the whole focus thing.
Oh,
so,
good.
I don't get that there's anything else I need to know.
I just asked also, and they said you got everything you needed, so.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
Color us in process here. Gail in Virginia, you're on.
Hello, Dee. It's been too long since we've talked.
Yeah,
so I wanted
how
to bring
you
up to date. I'm great.
Okay.
Thank you. The last 2 months have been transformational, and I just wanted to share. And the last, just like Phyllis, number 3, the sound of music, living in that joy and that focus. That's been the last 2 months, but certainly yesterday. So I wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
Good. It's like living in a whole different world, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You wake up with a smile, and then when you kind of go in a different direction, you stop, you redirect, and you just say, I'm powerful.
Yep. For you. Good for you, Gail. You know how far you've come?
I do. Thank you so much for your support and just for being you.
Well, thank you, and right back at you. You know, I can bring you guys the information. You've got to live it. So good on you, Gail. Thanks for sharing that with everybody.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. Miss Gina in California.
Hey, Dee Wallace.
Hey, Miss Gina. What's going on?
Okay, I got a couple questions. Hopefully the first one is the easy one, which is I'm experiencing pain in my heel from plantar fasciitis, and I'm doing what my podiatrist said to do.
What did he tell you to do?
Doing stretches when I wake up on a tennis ball, stretching my calves against the wall when I wake up, and then to take an anti-inflammatory twice a day. And I also have special kind of special shoes with an arch support.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's your question?
So my question is, what is the energetic cause of the plantar fasciitis?
Yeah. Before you ever told me what your doctor told you to do, they told me to go to the body book. I do not have it with me, Gina. So if you will, and I'm not going to be home, you know, for 2 weeks. If you email me, I will make every attempt to track it until I get home so I can send it to you. But they're also saying there's a core belief that The information in the body book is more specific, but we can get there with a core belief. This page here, 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. We're changing some words. No matter what I do, well, what they're giving me now is no matter what I do, I have to struggle to get there.
That makes sense.
Well, it definitely makes sense about your feet creating problems because your feet take you where you want to go. And,
yeah.
You know, if you're challenged about getting there, you are going to create problems with your feet or your knees or your legs or something. Or your car. They want to make sure I add that. Because your car also takes you where you want to go. Okay. So what you want to know, Gina, is that creating is easy.
Okay, very good.
And I think that goes for all of us, guys. We're taught that creation takes a long time, and we may not get what we want anyway, and we just have to keep working at it. Not a belief that's going to serve us. Right?
Yes, not at all.
Okay. What's the second thing?
Yeah, what came up for me is lack of commitment, because I know, like, at some level, I don't believe I'll be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's
well,
like
and then you lose focus.
Right. Okay,
and then
good.
No matter what you do, it doesn't work. Right?
Yeah,
so,
well,
again,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Everything in our work that we do here, it's us fighting us. Where within you, everybody ask yourself around what you're wanting to create, where or what is it within you that is fighting the ease of the creation of what you want? And that's what you really want to get clear about. So they want to give you yours. Hold on, sheets. But
like
give me
a
song. Give me a song, Gina.
Pop Goes the Weasel. I think we had this the other day.
I think we did. And again, it's about continuing to play out the same pattern. And the same pattern for you and for many of us, they're saying, is you have to keep questioning. Oh, look, I'm almost there. Oh, am I really? Am I doing this right? Am
yes.
I doing enough? You know?
Yes.
It's that instead of the joy of, hey, I'm just going out there. And I'm going to play with the energy, and I'm creating everything I want, and the energy's
that's
on board,
it.
And yeah. That's
totally
a pattern.
Is it.
That's a pattern in your thinking that will never get you where you want to go, ergo,
right.
Your plantar fasciitis.
Perfect. Okay, good. The second question, thank you, that was really good.
Yeah.
Second question is, what's a good frame or belief around this whole, what the media is saying is a Democratic debacle with the debate in Biden?
Well, just from your question, Gina, where's your focus?
My focus is concern and worry that we need
yeah.
to replace
and
Biden
worry,
as a candidate.
Worry is a negative prayer.
Right.
So all they're doing is getting you to focus on what you don't want and the drama of everything.
Yep.
What we want is a president that is driven by love.
Yep, and he is the guy for me. Yep.
And dignity and truth.
Yeah.
Now, if that's Biden, great. If somebody comes in and replaces Biden and they stand for that and are dynamically creating our country from love, works for me too.
Yeah.
You see, we have, it's not about a person. It's about the energy they represent.
Yeah.
And the highest guidance is, if they do not talk love, live love, preach love, bring love to the country through the programs that they are supporting, don't vote for it.
Yeah, okay, good.
And if they are, do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to Michael in Connecticut. You're on.
Hey, how you doing, Dee? I have a question
good.
For you.
All right.
I'm on the verge of some major shift, or at least I feel like I am. There's some small thing keeping me from that, and I can't quite...
Nothing's keeping you except you.
Okay.
So what part of you is holding you back from living the shift that you know is you're ready to do?
Well, there's
look.
Some elements
give
of
me
fear.
A movie. Give me a movie, Michael.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Okay. When I say you want to go around the world, when you want to get there, when you want to have a joyous trip in a little amount of time, no. You see, you're embroiled in the struggle, Michael, like a good soldier. That's the words they're giving me. Like a good soldier. Yeah, you get that, don't you?
Totally.
Yeah. So, don't soldier on, darling. Create joyfully. That's your
10-4.
Job. Okay? And that goes for everybody listening, what he just brought in. Thank you so much for that, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to Ms. Mary in North Carolina. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. I have two questions, actually. The first question is regarding my health. So I'm having some digestive issues. It's been going on for, like, a few months already. And I'm getting constant, like, diarrhea. And I've tried to watch my diet, but it's just seems to continue, so I really don't know what's going on.
Okay, are you all embroiled in the politics? Because that's, I get a huge big yes, that's where we're going.
Oh, really?
That you simply can't digest all the BS that's going on in the world. So tell me, are you focused on all the problems, all the challenges?
Somewhat. But I don't think that's my major focus. It's just whatever I see on the media that kind of triggers me.
Well, yeah, and that's every day all the time. You don't want
right.
to focus on it, guys. I got 3/4 of the way through the debate, and I said, well, this is a really great example of what we don't want. We don't want someone who lies and misrepresents the facts, and we don't want someone who cannot dynamically express what he needs to express. So what do we want? We want someone who is always truthful, who always represents the highest truth, and can succinctly and powerfully unite the people around that.
So you're saying just don't focus on it and the problem will go away? Is that what it is?
I'm saying redirect it to what you want. That's what all this work is about, guys. Direct the energy to be what you desire it to be, instead of getting caught up in the drama, which holds your focus on what you don't want. The second thing, Mary, is they're suggesting that you ask your doctor if there's a way he can test you for parasites.
Parasites. Okay.
Yeah. When I say you have parasites, it goes to know, and testing for parasites is going to reveal something. And I'm not a doctor, as you all know, but parasites have been coming into the consciousness quite a bit. Not only from other people feeding on other people's energy, which is what a parasite does, but also the intestinal parasite. So you are your highest knowing. You go down into your heart and go, gosh, does that resonate? Do I feel okay about doing that test and seeing if there's anything there information-wise for me? Okay?
Okay, so test for parasite. Okay. And then the second question I have is about relationships. So I'm talking to this guy currently, and I just want to know, is he serious about me, and should I give it a chance?
Okay, what do you want, Mary? What is your instinct? What is your knowing?
Well, he's not really my type, but...
Okay.
See,
that's desperation. That's, oh, well, I can't have what I really want. He's really not my type, but he's somebody.
Yeah.
I want you to make a list of exactly everything you want in a relationship. And feel love and love and love and love around all of that and manifest that. Okay?
Right. I mean, the one that I want is not seem to work out. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
No, you do know. You just said, so what I want doesn't ever work out. That's what you just said. And with a belief that whatever you want doesn't work out, it can't ever work out, sweetheart. You have to literally magnetize people to you where it won't work then. So shift your belief to what you want, sweetheart. I'm making a list of everything I want in this relationship. I'm knowing that I am the powerful God of me that creates it. Wow, it feels like love when I manifest this guy. Come on, universe, create this with me. Bring him to me. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You bet. But you got to do it, guys. You can't just hear it. You've got to live it. Okay, Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
It's great to hear you again and hear what you said to all of the people.
Good, thank you.
I've been through a huge, huge life change and finished writing what I feel is the masterpiece from the masters, from
it
oh
is.
My God. Yeah.
It is.
And the last song is the song that I promised my friend on before she died, and it is the most beautiful song. It's called "The Light That Welcomed You Home."
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your question, Eileen?
Well, my question is, there's a lot of directions this can go. And how do you see my focus that will help this to develop?
Okay, first of all, you're not clear about what you want. You know you want it to develop, but that's like saying to Santa, "Bring me a toy."
No, I see it as a ballet and as a short film. I see that.
Okay.
But it's just a question of the steps that the channel sees me taking to get to that finish line.
Well, first of all, you have to know you're already there.
Yeah, I do.
You guys have a hard time grasping that concept. Even before you ask, it's delivered to you because the energy knows you want it if you know you want it. There's a core belief they want to give you, Eileen. Hold on, this page. Yeah, I'm scared to death to be here. Why would you be scared to death to have this successfully produced?
Being without this friend is a huge loss. And she was part of this. We did this together.
You're still doing it together.
I know.
You
know.
Well, why are you sad?
Because I have to shift to see her the way that she is as this beautiful light. And I know she's with me. It's a shift.
Okay, make it right now.
Okay.
Okay, it's done. Yeah,
Thank you. You
want to make it harder. It's not harder. It's a choice of I'm not going to hold on to the frickin' drama anymore. I'm going to live the joy. And the joy, back to what I taught in the very beginning around focus, the joy is what gets it produced for you. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay, so being sad isn't the answer.
I know, but I'm honoring the fact that it is a morning.
You're not honoring anything. You're not honoring anything not to get this done. That's a BS old religious belief. It's not true. God said, "I want to give you all the desires of your heart." Will you accept that, Eileen, or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's done. She's with you all the time. Tell her to joyfully join you now in creating the successful production of this. Whatever steps you need to take, they're presented to you in front of you clearly. Isn't that what you want?
Absolutely.
Okay, then direct that and allow yourself to see the messages as they come in. Okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. Oh, I'm going to smack you guys. Make it easy. Make it simple. Like I said, God created the whole world in 7 days. How hard could it be? Sandy in Gettysburg, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, baby. I'm great.
You're probably going to yell at me because I'm just afraid to do anything in my life. It's becoming more and more narrow.
Okay, why? You know that's not what you don't want, or you wouldn't have brought it up. So why are you continuing to do what you don't want?
I don't know.
Okay,
Is it laziness?
Look, give me a song. Give me a song, any song that pops in.
What's it called? We Are the Champions of the World. We are the champions.
Yeah, got it. Okay. What did your mother teach you that is a negative connotation about succeeding and success?
It's a different part of a question, but something that's been coming to mind a lot lately is she used to say Miss Moneybags, like if you spent money frivolously, she would say, oh, you think you're Miss Moneybags or something. Or they think they're Miss
so
Moneybags.
She judged you.
Yes.
Okay. So right now, today, who are you in fear of being judged by? Because that's why you're not doing anything.
Well, I don't know.
Well, God and who else? Yeah.
Possibly my roommate. I don't know. But it's a problem.
What
it's
they're
not,
saying to me, Sandy, is you're in fear of being judged by God and by the God of you. So God isn't going to love me if I'm successful. God isn't going to love me if I make a lot of money. You know, it's weird, but the more money I make, the more happy I am because I can do all these things for my family. And the more powerful I feel like I become, and the God of me loves me more. Do you love yourself when you hold yourself back so much?
No.
No. And what is this work all about? Whatever you need to do to love yourself more, do it. Who do we want to give everything to, Sandy? The people we love. Be
right
on the top of that list. Okay.
And what is the top of the list?
Be on the top of the people that you love. Be on the top of that list. Give to yourself first, guys. And then out of that abundance of self-love, you have so much more to share with everyone else. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you say like, okay, like, well, I don't, you know, it's got to be something else. There isn't, Sandy.
Okay.
There isn't anything else. You do that, and you'll see everything open up.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys, you're welcome. All right, we got time for one more. Jean-Marie, is this you?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi,
and thank
darling.
You to everybody. Almost every single question I've had was answered this session.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Look at the surprise on our face. What's your question, babe?
No, this has just been a great call, but I manifested a lump on the right side of my leg, and I would like to know if this is a bug bite or a clot.
Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Babes in Toyland.
Okay, Jean-Marie, can you be as a little child and just allow all the magic to happen? All the toys are delivered to you. All the music is playing. I mean, it's the theme of the show today. Allow yourself to receive easily. Okay. When I say it's a bug bite, I get a no. When I say it's a clot, I get a no. I'm not a doctor, but when I say energetically there is anything to be concerned or worry about in a negative way at all, it goes to no. Now, if you are worried about it and are going to continue to worry about it, go have it checked, because the worry will put your attention on it and make it possible for you to create something. Do you understand?
Right. And you know what I've been doing is saying to myself, that's fine, that's going to just go away. But I'd like to know what part of me is blocking me. You know, the question you had earlier in the session?
Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing.
I'm not getting in my own way of creating easily.
No.
And,
nope. And they're suggesting you take an Epsom salt bath.
Oh, what a great idea.
See if that helps.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. I love you.
I
all
love
right,
you.
Guys.
Thank you. Love you all.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to have to close up a little early because I was supposed to be down at my table an hour ago. But I chose to be with you. So let's say it loud and proud together. And I mean loud and proud. I love me. I love me. Oh, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.